The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, how are you? I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Manny on the phones. Manny manning the phones. Matt lining up our guests. We're raring to go here, ladies and gentlemen. On What's On Your Mind. Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here momentarily. Another of our talk radio town halls on the governor's race tomorrow. Marvin Nelson, the Democratic candidate for governor, current state representative from Rolla, will be here to take your calls. Looking forward to that conversation. Kathleen Wrigley tomorrow, too. On the project she's undertaking in the legal system to reform things. Freedom Friday, we're going to most of Friday on open phone time, but we do have some time to hear from each of the campaigns, including an update from the Cruz campaign in California and the Trump campaign on the delegate count and what's going on. So all that coming up on the program, we look forward to it. This hour of What's On Your Mind is brought to you by our friends from our top 10 towns, and that includes, of course, Newtown, North Dakota, one of my favorite towns. I love Newtown. Just a lot of energy there. Beautiful place. Good people. Little Missourian and Suites, great place to stay when you're there. Teddy's Residential Suites. Jason's Superfood's got a brand new location. The folks at Wrench Chevrolet Buick, great location. A&W Repair and Recovery, WPX Energy, United Prairie Co-op, part of the community for generations. They are a great bunch. Love them in Newtown. And by the way, one of our new top 10 town sponsors, is the Bakken Oil Product and Service Show. And that is happening today in Dickinson and tomorrow in Dickinson. Find out more at BakkenOilShow.com/Dickinson. Congressman Kevin Kramer here with the Talk Radio Town Hall on a Wednesday. Welcome back, Congressman Kramer. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you, Scott. I'm actually in and out of a legislative hearing on some telecommunications bills today. So it's kind of, if it sounds noisy, it's because I'm in and out of the committee hearing room. But glad for wireless communications. And that's actually the topic of today's hearings.
How about that? Heck of a deal. Yeah. So we've spent a little bit of time here talking about the situation in Colorado with the Trump campaign. I want to just ask you a little bit for your take on the current state of the race and the presidential race. And we had a listener call. I jotted the note down because I wanted to share it with you. He said, you know, what Trump claims the nominating rules are stacked against him, but he's whining like a Democrat. Those rules haven't changed. They've been in place forever. Is he doing too much whining about this?
Well, personally, I think that he is complaining too much about the rules being rigged and not doing enough to win by the rules, if you will. That said, I do think the Colorado situation, the North Dakota situation, and others highlight the problem with having unbound delegates elected at conventions rather than going to a vote of the people, where the delegates are bound by, you know, bound by the outcome of primaries and caucuses. Now, I think primary is the way to go, and I have a very specific plan for North Dakota going forward, but it's the same plan I've had for a long time. I just think this year it's sort of proving out. So do I think complaining about the rules is productive? Not necessarily, although politically speaking, it does seem to be getting a lot of attention and a lot of traction, with the rank and file voter who's feeling disenfranchised by both political parties, by the way. If the battle situation seems weird, just imagine Hillary Clinton getting, you know, over 90% of the, quote, superdelegates in the Democratic Party, while Democrats are overwhelmingly supporting Bernie Sanders in primaries. So, both parties have a little bit of a tone-deaf problem going right now, I think.
Yeah, is all of this exposing a need for some kind of reform? I mean, I realize the Republican Party, you know, can't be told by government, hey, do it this way, right? This isn't like you can pass some law in Congress to require them to do it. The parties have to do this themselves. But a lot of this doesn't pass the smell test. I get, you know, people vote on it, they decide on it, I get all that. Even the whole thing of unbound delegates, right? I mean, okay, if you have unbound delegates, why do you even have a primary? You know, why do you have a caucus?
Well, in North Dakota's case, you don't. So you don't. You know, we even took the presidential preference out of the June primary in the law.
Right. No, and we just spent some time talking with John Tranum about that, about why we did it, and do, you know, from his perspective and the state committee's perspective of the need to try and get it. But I'm saying, take North Dakota's case. You're going to have, you know, a number of delegates that were selected at the state convention, okay, mm-hmm. and they are sent to, Cleveland to vote, but they're unbound. By rule, they're unbound. So even people on the floor saying, well, I'm going to pick that person because that person's on a list in the Cruz campaign, they don't have to go vote for Ted Cruz. So it seems like this thing's starving for reform of some kind. Yes? No?
Yes, I believe it is. You'll recall when you and I did our special version of the Talk Radio Town Hall and shot the video with Dr. Ben Carson, given his experience going through Iowa and New Hampshire and on down the line, his idea was to have a national primary or maybe, mix up the order. Or I think Mike Jacobs at the Herald suggested regional primaries. I think all of those are better solutions. However, if we want as a state to be relevant, and people would argue today we're very relevant. The problem is only 28 of us are very relevant, and that's the problem. What I would suggest we do is a couple of things in North Dakota. One is I think we should, first of all, we should pass a voter registration bill. I know there's been this resistance that we're the only state in the country and have been for decades, the only state in the country that does not have voter registration. I don't know why people fear that. The number one issue, the number one right in political activism is political activism. It's expression. And so we should have voter registration, and then we should move our entire primary up to, like, say, the first Tuesday in March rather than the second Tuesday in June, and include the presidential primary in that. That way it would cost no more money to include the presidential primary. It puts us more in the mix of the calendar. And the voter registration provides the what's missing now, and that is the discipline of party affiliation. And that's a legitimate concern people have in an open primary where you can cross over. But that's, even that said, it's just good fundamental practice by a political party organization to be more inclusive, not less inclusive.
Well, there's some good ideas, because as you say, even on the primary now, without voter registration, you could have a lot of Democrats influencing the Republican Party pick for president. That doesn't work. You have to have primary. You have to have voter registration in order to do that. Dorothy in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I have two questions, and I'm sorry, Mr. Kramer, I was very disappointed to just hear you ask for voter registration. I lived in two states, although I'm originally from Minot. I lived in two states where there was voter registration, and I didn't like it. Number one, you can only vote if there is someone in that party. You can't vote for somebody in a libertarian party if it's a libertarian. You can only vote for who you're registered for. Anyway, mm-hmm. The main reason for my call, I don't know if you're aware about the problem with the Teamsters. My husband is in his 70s, a retired Teamsters. Sure. And we got a letter from Central States last year telling him that he is going to be deducted just about $700 from his retirement check. Mm-hmm. People that are 80 are not included.
Right.
But how can President Obama have the right to give Union the right to take away his pension.
Sure. So you may have had other calls on this, Scott. I don't know that we've talked a lot about it on this show, but what she's referring to is the Central States is a multi-organization, a multi-employer pension program, management program. It, like several others like this, have come up far short of the funds necessary to meet the demand, and so they've requested, you know, the ability to manage it with the reduction and whatnot. She's referencing a very specific situation where the cuts to some people's pensions are as high as 50% or more if they're in the wrong, if you will, wrong category. She's referring to her husband in the 70s. She's right. There's a waiver if you're 80 or over, or if you're disabled. Those are appropriate. So to get to your to the point of your question, is I have joined with Senator Chuck Grassley in a letter asking.
Hang on, if you would, Congressman Kramer, we'll handle this on the other side of the break. And Dorothy, more of your answer then. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April machinery auctions feature numerous tractors, including a 2013 Cat MT-865C Challenger, a John Deere 9520 four-wheel drive, and the following combines: a 2014 Gleaner S88 Super Series, only 650 hours, a 2012 S680 Combine, only 638 hours, and numerous tractors, headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information, log on to Pipers.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items. The pizza, the pop, the cookies. $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What's on your mind? Is a new phone on your mind? Is maybe the fact that you switched at some point to a different carrier besides Verizon and it's not working out so good, and now what do? You're stuck? Well, I can get you unstuck. Yes, folks, that's true. There is a way to get unstuck. In fact, my friends at B-Mobile, they have checks up to $650 with your name on them. Ready for you when you switch to Verizon to B-Mobile. Just stop in or call a B-Mobile location and get all the details on this. The story has all complete details. You can go to bmobile.com. You can stop and see them in Bismarck, Minot, in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Williston and Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, or even Botno in Minnesota, Thief River Falls, Bemidji, and Detroit Lakes. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Whatever the reason you ended up where you are, right now you can come home to Verizon to B-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch up to $650. And then you leave with the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. What's not to love? All right, back on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions and comments welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer today on the program. And Dorothy and Minot had a question that Kevin was in the process of answering on this Teamsters issue.
Yeah, so this is kind of a complicated issue, but Dorothy's husband was a Teamster, probably a truck driver, Dorothy, maybe. I don't know, but that's what a lot of them are. I met with the Teamsters during this most recent time district work week in Bismarck, a large group of them, to hear firsthand from them, although I was quite familiar with the topic. But the central states – so anyway, two things, Dorothy. One is I sent a letter to the Department of the Treasury asking them to delay the decision on central states pension cut application until a government accounting office report is on the Department of Labor's oversight is completed. I believe that report is close to complete, if not completed. I have joined Senator Chuck Grassley and a bipartisan group and is sending a letter asking to see the report. The report will not be overly public until it's complete, but in the meantime, being a co-requester with Senator Grassley gives me a little more access. Why is this important? This is important because, as Dorothy points out, her husband's pension will be cut $700 a month. Some are greater than that. And while the pension, like a lot of pensions, have been either mismanaged or just made some bad investments and are far short, a rather abrupt 50% cut in somebody's retirement is too much. And the GAO report we're hearing is pretty critical that of DOL's oversight. So if the Department of Labor's oversight has created this problem by bad investments, knowing bad investments, following, whatever advice, it shouldn't be the retiree that takes the brunt. This is an obligation of the Department of Labor's. And so May 7th is the deadline. I'm asking them, wait, get the GAO report, and then, let's see if we can come up with a better solution than the one that's been presented. So I've done both of those things and trying to find better answers for Dorothy and many of the others.
Yes, that's a good thing. I know my sister is following the problem on computer for me.
Sure.
And my husband. She did say something about an outside board looking into it, and April or May 14th, they were supposed to completed their findings.
Right.
But I always thought, as did my husband, that the Teamsters and every other union were under government scrutiny, so this couldn't happen. I mean, it's really unreal.
Well,
and the other thing is, Mr. Cramer,
yes,
you're my favorite congressman.
And the only one you have, Dorothy.
But the party is driving me nuts. Yesterday, listening to Rush Limbaugh, I found out just how corrupt the Republican Party membership is. I will not contribute to a party. I will not belong to the Republican Party, but I will give to the people that I am interested in their campaign, someone that
sure.
I'm interested in. I will not, I cannot believe that North Dakota Republicans decided that we would not have a vote. And another thing, when did we all, become a caucus state? We have always been a primary state.
Yeah.
And
all right, lots to cover there, Dorothy. I appreciate
God bless
the call.
Dorothy. Dorothy has covered a lot of things, but and she's articulated rather beautifully what I've encountered over the years. And first of all, let me say, Dorothy, on behalf of the Republican Party, both in North Dakota and nationally, it really isn't as corrupt as it may sound on some talk radio shows. In fact, I had a very good conversation just a couple of days ago. Chairman Reince Priebus, RNC chairman, called me, and I think Reince has handled all this fairly well. There are, however, other stakeholders that have a great interest in the outcome of party politics that I do think their self-interest overrides a lot of other things. This is why, in my view, Dorothy, the party's best avenue is to include more people in the process of choosing candidates. You do a number of things by that. First of all, you get more electable candidates. Second of all, you win over the vast majority of people. You build a majority coalition by inclusiveness and not by, you know, sort of this locking down, if you will, process. Now, you can argue that electing delegates to a state convention, you can go back to the district convention, be active there. Go back to your precinct, be active there. But we all know the reality of that is far different than the theory of it. And the easy way, the best way is to make it as easy as possible for conservatives to express themselves at a primary election. And that way, there's no argument over the rules. There's no argument over corruption. There's no argument over manipulation. There's just a campaign that is taken to the majority of the voters. And activists are rewarded by their activism in and of itself, by being active for their favorite candidate, helping their favorite candidate win a primary. So now, this coming from the one Republican who's actually went to the primary and ran against the Republican endorsed candidate, I did it with as much integrity as I could, I think with great integrity. And I think that's what's happening now in our governor's race in North Dakota. And I think you're going to see a lot more of that, because the more the parties lock down, the less relevant they will become to the voters. And that's just a caution for the party, but it's nothing new coming from me.
Appreciate the call, Dorothy, very much. Thanks for listening, and call again. Lawrence at Fargo, we'll get your question in here. Answer might have to come after the break. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, good day to you, fellas. Good Lord bless our morning. Nice to hear from you, Kevin Kramer. I had a couple of things on my mind here. One of the things was these union demands have been so exorbitant for the last 40 years, crippling the companies, that this business with retirement is going to be a magnificent, huge problem for the whole country, with the union demands being unreasonable. One other thing I was thinking of when we had this representative of the conservatives in North Dakota from Fargo, I have talked to the man face to face. He said he is for the homosexual marriage.
Hang on a sec, Lawrence. Up against the break. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas discussing how the new Responsible Beverage Server Program can arm servers and alcohol establishments with the tools needed to help address underage drinking and reduce alcohol-related fatalities in the state.
We are trying to educate the public on their personal responsibility, but we're also working to get in with the establishments throughout the state and making sure they're doing their part. There's a few key things that we teach in our training. One is checking IDs. They're also learning signs of overconsumption and what to do. We teach there's three levels of intoxication, and we give tools on how to handle each of those. And then we also have a class specifically designed for the owners and managers of establishments. So we go over the legal implications and their social responsibility as an alcohol establishment in their community.
To learn more about reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org/RBS.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Anybody that's a great mechanic, does tank trailer work, service technician, call them up when you have a moment here and say, hey, are you making $32 an hour? Because Polar Service Center, the nation's largest tank trailer manufacturer, they make tank trailers, Polar tank trailers, you see them everywhere in Minnesota. They service them all across North America, 32, 33 locations. Two of those are in North Dakota. They've expanded recently. They're now doing work in Williston and Killdeer, bumper to bumper, in the way of mechanical work. Work on a lot of fleets. So if you're looking to, pinch pennies, as a lot of folks are right now, get a handle on costs, talk to the folks at Polar Service Center. But they are hiring. They need more people working more shifts in Williston and Killdeer. And they pay up to $32 an hour. And they have a great benefits package, housing allowance, even town homes available in Killdeer. Call Terry at 507-696-1164, 507-696-1164. That's Terry, 507-696-1164, and say, I want to know more about one of those jobs. Williston or Kielder. Heard this Scott guy talking about it. He'll take care of you. All right, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Two segments to go. Questions or comments, welcome. 800-228-055. That's 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. I have a gift certificate from Randy's on South University that serves up Great Cloverdale for our next caller from the Fargo-Moorhead Metro. Lawrence, where are you calling from?
Yes, Lawrence. I mean, yes, I'm calling from Fargo, and I was on before when you kind of went to the break when I was making the statement.
Yeah, no, I remember. I remember, but I just want, since you are calling from the Fargo Metro, I have a gift certificate for you when this gets done from Randy's so you can enjoy some Cloverdale bacon.
Well, I was just heading out that way to go see our good folks at Kmart, so I'm looking forward to getting that gift certificate.
And there you go. And so it's lunch on us. Go to see the Cloverdale folks. So you hang on when we get done here. But did you finish your question for Kevin?
I did not. And what I was finishing up was, since I had talked face-to-face with this representative of the conservatives of North Dakota, he told me he was for the homosexual queer marriage, and he was going to be voting and working for that to be established in North Dakota. I wanted to ask Kevin, what does he, as a representative of the people outside of Sodom and Gomorrah, Cass County, what he thinks of that stand for the conservatives? I'll let you go, sir. Good to hear from you.
Sure. Yeah, thank you, Lawrence, and congratulations. I wish I had won that certificate. But anyway, a couple of things. Let me start with the second question first, and I'll go to the first one second. Or first point second. So with regard to homosexual marriage, I was frankly appalled at the Supreme Court's decision naming it a right and abolishing states, in my view, states' rights, not just the marriage itself, but the states' right to make those determinations themselves. And to me, that's the most egregious part of the whole decision. was that that somehow the Supreme Court gets to decide what is and what isn't marriage. Of course, I believe the church is the authority on marriage and probably should never have acquiesced that authority to government, but they did a long time ago. There are certainly benefits to traditional marriage, to our economy, to our society, to our culture, certainly to government programs. But that said, Lawrence and I should be able to debate that, argue that in our state and not have to have it imposed on us by the federal government. With regard to the previous point about, as I think Lawrence called them, exorbitant demands by the unions, you know, without arguing whether they are or they aren't or are the result or aren't the result of that, the point here with the Central States issue is not whether the demands were too high or too great. The point is that they were in agreement, that the pension plans of these Teamsters and others that are participating in the Central States, is that was the understanding when they started their jobs. It was the understanding at the end of their jobs. In the case of some, like Dorothy's husband, of 40 years or more, that to have that rug, or at least half of that rug, pulled out from under them over what some consider GAO, I believe, the Government Accountability Office's finding, is that the Department of Labor mismanaged the pension. That means that it was the neglect or incompetence of a federal agency that created this problem, not just a matter of market issues or demands by the unions themselves. So without arguing whether it was too good a deal to be true, the reality is it was the deal. And it's similar to Social Security or Medicare or any other program where people pay into it with an expectation that can't be met as a result of mismanagement or something else. It at the very least requires, in my view, more time to look into it without making this rather abrupt decision that Central States is making to simply cut benefits by this great amount.
Let's see here. I want to we'll get to a calls here, but we also have some emails and texts. And a texter says, please ask Congressman Cramer if he shares the establishment's dissent. I don't know if that's the correct word here, but dissent with Doug Burgum for running in the primary like you did in the House race a number of years
ago. Yeah, okay. I guess maybe I'll just speak to the issue. Not sure what exactly the question means, but first of all, I think it shouldn't surprise anybody that I welcome the primary challenge. I think Doug is doing exactly what Doug needs to do for, to benefit his race. It's the best route he could have taken. I thought that his decision to go both to the convention and the primary was a little bit peculiar at first because, you when you announce that right up front, you basically are giving every delegate a reason to not vote for you at the convention. But he did explain, and I think properly, that he wanted to build up some relationships, connect with Republicans, and rather enjoyed the process from what I can tell. One of the things I'd say about Doug's campaign that's impressed me a lot, besides the media campaign, which I think is really quite extraordinary, is how hard he has personally worked at this throughout the district convention process, through the state convention process, and continues to as he crisscrosses the state at a very personal level. And that is, and I can't stress enough how important that is. It's very much like Ed Schaefer did when he first ran for governor. And, he came out of the primary behind by 22 points in the general election and ended up winning, largely as a result of his personality, certainly his media campaign, and his hard work ethic, that people respond to that. I think, Scott, in all honesty, I'm not going to predict the end of, the party conventions necessarily, but if Doug should prevail through this primary, I do think the party really does have to, look inward and decide, hey, what's the future look like and how do we remain relevant? But I think, hey, involving 100,000 voters or more in a primary, I think is a winning formula for a party and we ought to embrace it. That's not to say you don't support the endorsed candidate as the party mechanism. I think that's all appropriate. That's all fine. The main thing is that after June 14th, that we have the strongest candidate possible to win in November and govern for the next 4 years.
The texter seems to be indicating that the establishment doesn't like this. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's obvious. They didn't like it when I did it. Like I said, we had 188,000 North Dakotans voted for Mitt Romney in 2012. That's a lot of North Dakota Republican votes that we ought to be able to include in our process of picking candidates. That's how you win. And that same election cycle, I skipped the convention and went straight to the primary. I just think that's the winning formula. But Scott, 20 years ago, when I was chairman of the North Dakota Republican Party, at the age of 30, I advocated for a primary as the state party chairman. In fact, not too long ago, I found the Associated Press story that talked about that. I was, of course, the only person that thought it was a good idea at the time, but I still believe that's the way you build a majority.
All right, another texter, previous topic, I guess, on this one. Can you clarify, we haven't had a presidential primary since 1996, have we?
Right, that's true. So, and the reason for that was, the reason we had one in 1996 was I was tourism director, and my friend Andy Maragos from Minot, legislator, thought it would be a good idea to have an early primary. He, like I was, tired of watching New Hampshire and Iowa pick the presidential nominees. And so we passed a one-time law that was strongly opposed by the counties, but we passed it anyway, that had a primary somewhat scaled back. It was really the first experiment with broad use of mail-in ballots. And then we had polling sites in at least one in every county. And that year, we had presidential candidates all over the place in North Dakota. Phil Graham came a couple of times, three or four times. Wendy Graham came. Bob and Elizabeth Dole came straight from New Hampshire to Fargo for a giant rally at the Civic Center. Alan Keyes practically lived in North Dakota that year. And that's really the way to do it with integrity and dignity, I think. But after that, because of the cost, you see, Scott, the cost of another election, both the cost on people as well as the government, was such that it was easy to say, oh, let's just have the parties pay for this and we'll do caucuses. That's better than not doing anything, but it's not as good as a primary. That's why my suggestion is move the entire primary that we already hold the second Tuesday in June up to the first Tuesday in March, and then put the presidential preference into that primary. That way it doesn't cost any more. And this is exactly what, like, Texas does, for example.
Texter says, what happens?
Texas, there's Louie Gohmert right there.
How about that?
There goes the neighborhood, Louie said, yeah.
A texter says, what happens when you play by the rules and the party pulls tactics like turning off microphones like they did in 2012? How can you counter cheating tactics?
Well, okay. Now they're talking about the 2012 election convention, state party convention. I was there. I saw it. It was clumsily handled, but I don't think anybody thought it was a good thing. I don't think any of our party officials did. Nobody, did it mean spirit. I just think they caught them by surprise. But it does illustrate the problem. And that particular year, you will remember, because you championed it, Scott, you had a lot to do with the fact that Rick Santorum won our caucus. Ron Paul finished second, and of course, Mitt Romney finished third. But at the convention itself, by that point, Mitt Romney was the only man still standing. So he's going to win the nomination. There's nothing that's going to stop that, no rule, no anything else. But what happened was Mitt Romney's people from the RNC, including one attorney who I know very well, came and sort of hijacked the microphone, hijacked the stage, if you will. And unnecessary. It was completely uncalled for. It turned off a lot of young Republicans. They're just getting started in our party. And it was really unfortunate. So what we should have done this year is that had a more open process. Now, I will say this. Our convention this year was spectacular. Kelly Armstrong ran a great convention. Roz, the executive director, I don't know. She's unflappable. I don't know how you could be more gracious and more professional than they were. The Owens, as you know, Paul and Tammy Owens chaired the convention. I mean, it was fantastic, and they ran it exactly the way you should run it. The problem is that convention shouldn't have as much to say about the process. It should be a primary, and you avoid all those problems.
Hang on one sec. Another segment to go on What's on Your Mind. Last chance to get in with Kevin.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soils vary greatly from field to field and even within a field. There is no one-size-fits-all management strategy for soil health. Farmers are concerned about salt-affected soils, soil loss through erosion, and overall reduced soil health leading to lower yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council has supported research and extension efforts at NDSU for the past several years in regards to soil health. Field days and workshops, web-based resources have been created to serve as resources for producers. producers. Short videos have been produced on topics ranging from tips on planting cover crops to tillage equipment effectiveness. These videos, along with other soil health information, can be found on the NDSU Soil Health webpage at ndsu.edu/soilhealth. Please check the webpage to learn more about each of these projects and about soil health in general.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting our corn fields, our farm fields, soybeans in this too, and our oil fields, right? So the farm fields and the oil fields go together. And, of course, you have choice at the pump when you go to a Petroserve USA location. And they also have that great 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. The four items, personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items, $4 all day, every day at a Petroserve USA location near you. I started the show earlier giving you a read on the latest numbers on the taxable sales and purchases in North Dakota and suggested this would be part of a effort in the middle of the governor's race, rather, to have people, you know, saying here's the numbers and here's what we would do. And my suggestion was, let's not talk about woulda, shoulda, coulda. Let's talk about, okay, how do we not get one of these again in the future, right? Not hear about 31% decreases. Well, it didn't take long. The Burgum campaign is out with a statement here. Doug Burgum has issued the following statement regarding the recent report on taxable sales and purchases and says, quote, yesterday's report is more confirmation that North Dakota faces a changing economy. The 31% decrease in the fourth quarter of 2015 which is dramatically worse than a 19% year-over-year decline, is a clear signal that our economy is moving in the wrong direction. We need to diversify our economy to strengthen it, and we will need business experience in the executive branch to deal with our $1.1 billion and growing revenue shortfall. We need new leaders for a changing economy, with the private sector experience to reinvent the way we deliver government. Together we can make North Dakota exceptional. That from Doug Burgum today on the heels of that announcement. Congressman Kramer, any reaction to that?
Well, my experience in politics has been that the most important characteristic to winning or losing is timing. And in Doug's case, you know, he's got a timely message. But I would say I'd go back, though, and look at when Ed Schaefer took over from the hand-wringing, you know, the sky is falling George Sinner days when all we did was farmed, it seemed. And everything had to do with farming, even if it was diversification that had to involve farming or value added. Ed Schaefer stabilized that. He stabilized the economy with an optimistic message and blowing back regulations and cutting budgets pretty significantly, as I recall. I had a lower budget in my agencies every year than the previous year, literally lower. John Hoeven came along and connected our economy with education and training and further diversified it. The shale revolution started. We diversified further. Certainly Jack Dalrymple managed through that very, very effectively, as well as some disasters that he managed very effectively. And now we come up on this different time, and Doug's message is fine. It's plausible. I think Wayne's got a reasonable response as well. Both of them are qualified in different ways for the circumstance. And now the issue will be whether the primary, who the primary voters connect to on this. But I will tell you, Scott, my sense of being on your show and other shows and doing town halls and whatnot is that there is an underlying anxiety about this downturn in commodity prices. And Doug seems to be speaking to it in pretty major ways. And it's the kind of anxiety that's not real measurable in the right track, wrong track poll. But it's palatable if you're talking to people. And so it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
I'm a glass half full guy by nature, and I must say that even though you look at these numbers and you can't not be alarmed to say what's going on here, you know what? Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, all are about the same, right? As they were last time, right? So they're holding pretty flat. Fargo was down to less than 1%, Grand Forks up less than 1%, Bismarck down about 3%, but not the big drops. You know what that tells me? There is more to North Dakota than Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck. And I think it's fantastic. I really do. In other words, a big part of the hit is coming from places elsewhere that have been contributing to North Dakota's economy in a big way. And that recognition that there is more to North Dakota is, I think, also part of the future politically, which is great.
No, I think that's exactly right, Scott. And so now it's up to the two candidates to articulate their solution to this, and not even just so much a solution, but what's the future like? What can we do? What's our potential? How do we meet our aspirational goals of an even, you know, stronger economy, more diversified economy? And I suspect both Wayne and Doug are going to make that case. And I think, you know, clearly from Doug's statement, he's making it pretty clearly right now.
H.R. 1301 is the subject line of this email, and it says, please ask Congressman Kramer where this is in the Congress and how close it is to getting approved. Any idea?
I don't know what 1301 is.
We'll save that one for next week.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not sure either, but we will save it for next week. Galen and Bismarck, one more. We'll get you in here. Quickly, go ahead with your question.
Yes, I attended the Republican State Convention, and Congressman Kramer did a great job. Enjoyed visiting at your table.
Yeah,
but I was disappointed by the fact that when we voted for electing state delegates to the National Republican Convention, that we, as we voted, were unable to determine or find out which candidates were leaning towards which Republican presidential candidates, and just wondering what your thoughts are on it, Congressman.
Well, first of all, I don't think that we should be electing delegates to the National Convention unbound at all. But if you're going to elect them unbound, obviously if the rules say you're unbound, I don't know why they'd want to share that information, because I understand why they wouldn't want to share that information, because they might not know. They're open to being persuaded. Even if they're hard-lined for somebody, they might be persuaded away from that person. So it would have been an awkward thing to do. But I think your point, though, is gets to my point, and that is that we should be able to vote. We should be able to vote for the presidential nominee we want, not for somebody who goes and will make their decision when they get to Cleveland. That's very peculiar.
And by the way, there was a robust debate about that, and ultimately a vote pretty overwhelmingly in favor of not having the potential delegate candidates identified. Galen, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. Congressman Kramer, thank you. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.